Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 9, we were shown the method that God used to bring Saul and Samuel together. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now it takes us into verse 3. And the asses of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to Saul, his son, take now one of the servants with thee, and arise, go seek the asses. Well, a problem arises, and it will bring Samuel and Saul together. Now let's read the rest of that up through verse 9. It says, and he passed through the Mount Ephraim, and passed through the land of Shalisha, but they found them not. And they passed through the land of Shalem, and there they were not. And he passed through the land of the Benjaminites, but they found them not. And when they were come to the land of Zoph, Saul said to his servant that was with him, come, and let us return, lest my father leave caring for the asses and take thought for us. And he said unto him, behold now, there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man, and all that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither. Peradventure he can show us our way that we should go. Then said Saul to his servant, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there's not a present to bring to the man of God. What have we? And the servant answered Saul again and said, behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That will I give to the man of God to tell us our way. And before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, come and let us go to the seer, for he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. Well, at this point, here's Saul. He has killer, he man looks, but in judgment abilities, he seems to be a French fry short of a happy meal. Saul's dad tells him the asses are gone. Go look for them. But it's as if he takes a second thought and he says, listen, take a servant with you. Perhaps he thinks this guy can't think on his own. Saul is not going to think this through. He's not going to understand. So he tells him, yeah, take a servant with you. And so that's what he does. Now, you'll notice how far they go. Again, let me read verse 4 for you here of 1 Samuel 9. And he passed through the Mount Ephraim, and passed through the land of Shalisha, and they found them not. Then they passed through the land of Shalem, and there they were not. And he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they found them not. Well, it seems like they're doing a lot of traveling, doesn't it? And verse 20 will show that they were lost for only 3 days. But in the 3 days, these two have not found the lost asses. In verse 5, he says, well, now, we better get back because it could be that my father might begin to worry about us instead of the asses. Okay, how is that for self-esteem? You know, Saul said, Dad might quit just worrying about the asses and worry about us too. We don't want to add that to him. So now he thinks that maybe he might be just as important enough for Dad to be concerned about him. Now, we laugh about that, but it reminds me of a story where a rancher was showing a pastor his pedigreed horses. And he told the pastor the careful breeding, how they take care and they make sure the papers and of all the history of the horses, their health, everything else. Great care and energy is put into this stock. So after telling him of all of that, the preacher asked, he said, "Who's the boy that your daughter's dating? Do you know what his family? Do you know his religion?" And so forth. Well, the rancher didn't know. And it seemed like he cared more for who his horses were with than who his daughter was with. Now, you dads and moms, you need to know who your children run with. Talk to them. Talk to those children they run with. Find out their testimony. Find out where they're going. Find out what they plan to do. You're going to be the cool mom, the cool dad. Just realize that you're not going to check in those things and you're not going to make sure of those things. Just understand that later you're going to be handling a broken heart. And you might be one of those parents that end up always making excuses for the children. So in verse 6, after Saul says, "Hey, we better get back. You know, we don't have any bread. We don't have our stuff left. We're just about out of everything. And so we ought to get back and let Dad know." And so the servant says, "Well, look, there's a seer in this city, and what he says cometh surely to pass." Now, Samuel, though not mentioned by name yet in this chapter, has the reputation of honesty and power with God. The word surely in verse 6, where he says, "All that he saith comes surely to pass," it's an important word. Because in the Hebrew, it is an absolute with the emphasis on certainty. In other words, the grammar is such that this word is an emphasis in the sentence. It is establishing Samuel's authority as a prophet. So let's look at verses 7 and 8. "Then said Saul to his servant, But behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels. There is not a present to bring to the man of God. What have we?" The servant answered Saul again and said, "Behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That will I give to the man of God to tell us our way." Now, Saul didn't think of these things. And I believe that's one of the reasons that this servant is sent with Saul by his dad. You know, he's just not thinking of these things, you know. And the servant said, "Look, in this city, there's a seer. He can tell us everything he says surely comes to pass. I mean, it's good as done." And Saul seems to be honorable in that he says, "Well, you know, we can't really go to him if we don't have money or food or something to give to him. I guess we need just to get back." And then the servant says, "Well, look, I've got some silver with me. Let me give him that silver." So this servant's taking care of everything, and he's having to watch out for Saul. I kind of wonder if he was instructed by Kish, who is Saul's father, "Watch out for my boy. You know, don't be bossy, but when he's kind of in an area where it's out of his league, make sure you get him back in there and get him in the right direction." And so verse 9 says, "In Israel before time, that the man went, when he went to inquire of God, thus he spake, Come and let us go to the seer. And he is now called a prophet, was before time called a seer." Well, many were called seers, but then God, for his men, will give them a different name, a prophet, a true man of God. And that's God's desire. Samuel is a true prophet of God. Therefore, listen and do instead of murmuring and rebelling about the message and the word. And again, it goes back to this idea of marketing. You tell people we need to get out, we need to soul win. Oh, no, there's better ways to go about this thing. You know, that's old-fashioned. Well, it's still by the foolishness of preaching. It's still by the foolishness of giving a personal witness that souls get saved. And so, in verses 8 and 9, Saul had told the servant, well, there's no bread, there's no present, what are we going to do? You ever wonder why that didn't enter Saul's mind until now? It might be that he ran out of everything, doesn't have food now, let alone money, and it's kind of like, duh, we better go back. And so many live their Christian lives in the same manner. They don't know the plan of God for their life. And so they don't lay up for the plan of God. They're living for the moment. And when things go wrong in the moment, and when the moment has a dead end, boy, they're lost and they have no idea what to do. And so often it's because they're not walking with God. Well, after the servants told him, look what we've got, then he says, okay, let's go. And so in verses 10 through 13, we read this. Then said Saul to his servant, well said. Okay. Boy, I'm glad you're with me. Well said, man. I'm glad you brought that silver with you. Yeah, we can go there now. So he says, well said. Come and let us go. So they went to the city where the man of God was. This is interesting. This servant is not looking for glory for himself. He just lets Saul know we've got everything. Now, Saul, you make the decision if you want to use what we've got. Okay. He's done the legwork, and Saul says, gives command to go on in. Boy, sometimes the pastor, I feel that way. So many people working in bus ministries and Sunday school classes and other areas, and they work hard. I think these guys that do our radio, Brother Vaught and Brother Mark and Hopper and others that just work on this, Brother Jerry, and they work hard, put a lot of hours in a week. And boy, I tell you what, I go out and said, oh yeah, you're the radio pastor. You're the Lamp and Light radio pastor, as if everything is me. And boy, I tell you what, I'm probably the least contributor in this thing. Those guys are good, hard workers, but they know just to put my voice on the radio, I guess, and let God work from there. And so they went up to the hill, says in verse 11, to the city, and they found young maidens going out to draw water, and said unto them, is the seer here? And they answered them and said, he is. Behold, he is before you. Make haste now, for he came today to the city. For there is a sacrifice of the people today in the high place. And as soon as you become into the city, ye shall straightway find him, before he go up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he come, because he doth bless the sacrifice. And afterwards they eat that be bidden. Now therefore get you up, for about this time ye shall find him.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.